Hey, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. This week, we're going to be talking about sub-panels and batteries and how it works with solar. So, Ray, we want to get right into this and get on to the idea. We mentioned in the past how a sub-panel versus a regular panel and what it does and what the batteries do. So kind of give us a quick overview of what it is. How does it work?
Awesome. So starting with the theme and reason for a sub-panel and what the goal would be with that sub-panel. So a lot of people want to have, if they have solar alone without a battery, a lot of people have the misconception that if the power goes out, you can run off solar. That first is incorrect for the most part. Solar is very erratic. If there's a cloud that goes in the way, the voltage changes. It's not a steady, solid voltage or power producer unless it's on a perfectly clear day and you have an axis tilt motor on your solar panel to follow the sun. So there's really no way to get a continuous amount of power from your solar panel. What you have to do to get a continuous amount of power from your solar system is add a battery. The solar will charge the battery. The battery will give a constant power supply to whatever you're trying to supply for existence or for example, based off of what type of load. Now we add in a home. Okay, why would a home want a sub panel with their solar and battery system? That panel is now going to be built to supply power in an outage from both solar and battery to a smaller load than your entire home. Most homes have 200 amp main service, multiple HVAC units, freezers, refrigerators, maybe a well pump, convection oven, microwave, you know, the works. Typically, not all of that can be powered by a battery and solar system within budget. Okay, so most people will install a smaller sub panel, put their fridge, freezer, fans, lights, garage door, and their internet on it. Now we know that that panel is sized appropriately for most solar and battery systems to where if the power goes out, that sub panel stays on indefinitely. The rest of the house would go out. That goes along with the off-grid desire that a lot of people have, being able to cut ties with the utility, either immediately with a very high budget or slowly over time, or at least partially with a realistic budget that most of us would have.
Absolutely. You know, I'm one of those realistic budget kind of people myself. I do like the idea of being independent or slightly less dependent on the grid. And, you know, when we're talking about those batteries, that's exactly part of it. And, you know, even if you don't have an actual outage during the day, if the power stays on, once that solar sunshine goes down and the solar produces less, tell us more about how that battery kicks in again and how it takes over.
Right. So with the correct inverter and battery setup, there, it's an automatic relay, just a switch inside that inverter that says, hey, we need power from either grid, battery, or solar. There are multiple options. You can even add generators into that mix, but just talking about solar and battery and the correct inverter, that inverter will have three power inputs, one from solar, one from battery, one from the grid, typically. Okay, the goal of all three of those power sources is to keep your house on. So the inverter is going to prioritize using your battery and your solar to keep your meter stopped or stalled. And then they're going to use the grid the last. So when the sun starts going down and your battery has a full charge, the inverter automatically switches to battery power. The grid is always there, energizing and showing its voltage. When the battery runs out, it automatically goes to grid power. Lights don't flicker. Things don't turn off. It's an automatic thing. Then, first thing in the morning, the next day, the sun comes up, starts back charging your battery, starts offsetting your grid power a little bit until solar can completely outweigh your grid necessity. Then every bit of excess solar goes straight into your battery. When the sun goes down again, the battery kicks in. When the battery goes out, you go back to grid. This is a day in and day out process.
That's right. And you know, when we're talking about the battery running out, those actually have a built-in reserve, and you can set that and change that reserve from, you know, most people have it set for about 30%. This way, when your battery hits 30% of charge, it'll stop being used and you rely on the grid. Well, at night, there's not really, hopefully, a whole lot of electric being used, you know, your fridge and little things like that. But at that point, if you would have an outage, you still have 30% of that battery left to go. Now, in our last show, we were talking about batteries and different sizes and half cabinets and all of that kind of thing. Tell us more about when somebody has an initial setup and we go out and we do a solar, and talk more on that expandability that they have.
Yeah, so rarely do people get the system to offset all their power at the first go. That's part of the reason for actually doing that initial site visit and power evaluation. It's the free energy audit that we provide with everybody. We look at all your usage as much as we can, as many bills as you can, look at the time of day, ask those questions like we did in the first few episodes. What time do you go to work? What time are you home? What appliances do you have? And we look at your bill. We can see how many kilowatt hours you use a month. We look at how much sun you can get on the roof where we want to put the solar. If you need, again, the math gets a little fuzzy here, especially without being able to see it on a board or anything, but if you need 100 kilowatt hours a day and you have a 25 kilowatt solar array, you only need technically 4 hours to produce that. That means 4 hours of direct awesome sun, okay? You also need to have a battery that will store enough of that excess, because you're not using 25 kilowatt hours per hour at home. You're probably using, if it's in a 24-hour period, four. Four times 24 is darn close to 100. So you're probably having an average of 4 kilowatt that you're using during the day, producing 25, so you need to be able to have somewhere to store that extra 21 kilowatt hours. So that's a pretty large battery.
Yeah, and that's one. And the easiest thing to do, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us on the web, sceniccitysolar.com. Let us come out. Let us take a look at those bills, sit down with you, and personally talk to you about what energy you're using. We can also go over some of the generic, real simple things on saving money. You know, don't leave a lot of these things on if you've got a TV and all that kind of stuff, or a computer that's always on. Turn it off. You wouldn't believe how much electric that saves you. The less electric you use, the less you have to offset with solar. And that's one of those big keys. Now we understand, hey, it's summertime, the kids are home all day. Sure, you're going to have more usage, but also we get more sunshine. You know, I woke up this morning and it was already daylight and I thought, oh my goodness, I overslept. No, it was just daylight early. So when we're talking about these things and we talk about looking at someone's bill and monitoring, let's talk about that now. When somebody gets a solar system installed, how do they monitor it and say, hey, you know, I've got solar on my roof. Okay, cool. What's it doing?
Right. So that goes into kind of the last bit. You know, most people start off with a system based on their budget, and then they want to grow it and expand it. So 5 kilowatt of solar with anywhere from 10 to 15 kilowatt hour of battery is the typical starting point. Okay. So we provide with all of our systems that are grid tied, a monitoring platform, whether it be with the manufacturer or with a Sense solar monitor. You can look that up. It's a S-E-N-S-E. Just look at it on Google and it'll show you that it's a monitor that you can actually use even without solar. It'll monitor all of your power usage, what appliances are being used. We couple that with your solar monitoring. Then you can see how much battery you may have needed through the night, how much extra solar you could get in the future to offset your power even more. A lot of our customers are return customers that expand their system over year over year. They start off with a 5 kilowatt solar array with maybe no battery. Next year, they'll add a battery to it. The next year, they'll increase their solar and add a couple batteries. They're getting closer and closer to offsetting all their power.
Absolutely. And that's the cool thing with a scalable system. You hear us talk about scalability all the time. And all that means is you can start small and keep getting bigger. And that doesn't mean you have to add like to your house to need a new room or a new whatever, just offsetting more of your electric bill, becoming less reliant on the grid. And that's what we talk about. Start with a 5, move up to a 10, then start adding the battery. And let's see how much you need, because as you start monitoring on a daily basis, you know, most of us are dads that are looking at our bills of, hey, what kid left a light on somewhere? How do I save 5 cents here and there? But, you know, it doesn't have to be that frugal. But by watching it on a daily basis, you can watch it go and see what happens. It's like watching your investments. You know, yeah, we like to make money. We like for that growth to happen. We want to see the growth in our solar as well as the reduction of our usage. So when we start looking into those kind of things, does that also include the battery monitoring?
Yes. So depending on what manufacturer you're getting, if they have all comparable or compatible devices, yes, battery monitoring is a big one. Not only do you want to monitor the battery voltage, but you want to monitor the battery's temperature, its production, how low does it go, what its depletion rate is. A lot of the manufacturers, especially if they offer a warranty, will mandate that you have monitoring on it so they can monitor their battery that you own.
Absolutely. And what that does is that allows them to see if it's being overcharged or overused. Neither one of those is a good thing. Overcharging is never any good, and overuse is not good. And that's where we can look back after 6 months, a year, and get that usage and find out what it is you actually need. You know, during the initial time that we come out and talk to somebody and get that initial quote, and the easiest way to do that, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us on the web, sceniccitysolar.com. When we come out and talk to you and we get your bills and we look at it, that's the last 12 months. You know, let's say you switch jobs and you now work from home. Your power shift is going to take place. And that's what we're trying to offset. Through monitoring, after your first year of installation, we can see if you need another 5 kilowatts or maybe just another 5 panels to make that offset as good as possible. And that's the best thing about watching your usage and monitoring. So with that, Ray, what else do people need to monitor at home that's not covered under solar?
Really just any kind of parasitic power. A lot of people that have off-grid systems or any type of sub-panel system, make sure that they don't have the parasitic power. They don't have 30 things in their house plugged in at all times, making a small draw. They time their laundry. Even their dishwashing. It is definitely a lifestyle. To be in a lifestyle where you want to conserve and offset all of your power with battery and solar takes responsibility and awareness of what type of appliances you have. You know, a huge 3-ton HVAC unit compared to 3 or 4 mini splits. Go with the mini splits if you want to conserve power. There's a bunch that if you want to have a big offset and a big impact in your bill with solar and battery, there's more that comes with that, and that's awareness.
Absolutely. And talking mini splits and emergency items, when we talk about that sub panel, this is what you can have. And especially folks that may have a medical condition where you need like a CPAP machine for sleep apnea at night, you definitely want that to have power. And the last thing you'd want to do is have your power go out and your CPAP go out, and then you get a bad night's sleep. Then your whole next day's messed up. We don't want that. That's what we're actually talking about. So again, if you've got questions, we've got those answers for you. Give us a call. We do have experts that are trained in doing this. This is absolutely what we do at Scenic City Solar. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. You can also catch us on the web at sceniccitysolar.com. So any last ideas, questions for the last minute or so that we've got, right?
I would say if you are looking at solar and battery, try to get familiar with your electric bill, how many kilowatt hours. You can go online and see how many hours of sun your home has by just Googling it, literally. I can't really suggest any websites. But get familiar with your usage, what appliances you have, what year your main panel was installed. Some people need main panel upgrades. We can't even feed solar into an old main service panel, say with fuses in it. There are upgrades that a lot of people need just based off of National Electric Code. So before you ever go down the alley with anything with your power, make sure you know what your bill is, how much power you use, when you use it, and how much sun you can possibly get.
Absolutely. And if you've got questions on your electric, if it's old, if it works, if it doesn't work, call us. Let us come out. We do have technicians and electricians that can come out and absolutely look at that for you. And when we do those upgrades and changes, that's all brought up to code. Look back at some of our other episodes. That's where we talk about codes and upgrading and things. So once again, this has been Kevin.
And Ray.
From Scenic City Solar Radio. Give us a call, 423-600-9500, or catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com.